question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, how many of you listening plan to enjoy time in a national or state park this year or experience outdoor adventures through camping and RVing, if that's your thing? Well, pull up a chair or get comfortable wherever you are as Craig Kirby, the CEO of the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association, is about to join us for today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Series. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
It is, and travel certainly comes in many forms. And when you're on the move for leisure or business travel, we do encourage you to consider the more than 650 Preferred Hotels and Resorts properties in 80 countries around the world. And something we really appreciate, they're committed to providing travelers with the lowest published rates on their website, because if you ever do find a lower rate somewhere else within 24 hours of booking your reservation, just let them know and they'll honor it for you.
Yes, they will. And something else that they're going to do for you, and you should all be doing right now before you travel, go sign up for the exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program, as every member in our audience can now get free room upgrades, private rates, priority early check-in and late check-out, points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and more. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and then you can enroll in the elite status as a listener of our show, and you'll be all set for some great travels ahead.
All right. As Robert said at our rejoin, Craig Kirby, the CEO of RVIA, is waiting for us on that show hotline. Let's get right to him for today's Chief Travel Leader interview.
Hello, Craig. Mary and I appreciate you jumping aboard with us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, nice to have you here this morning. So, listen, National Park Week began last Saturday, runs through tomorrow, April 25th, and that certainly has us thinking outdoors, which links nicely with you and RVIA, or Go RVing. Earlier this month, we had Bill Murnane on the show with us from Lazy Days RV. He's become a bit of a show regular over the years. I recall him sharing how strong business has been during the pandemic and, you know, how they're pretty much selling whatever they can get on their hands across their various locations. I did see the Q1 report saying it's another very strong period for RV shipments. So I want to get a report from you on where we are with the industry right now on Saturday, April 24th, and what you're expecting for the summer travel season ahead.
Well, things aren't slowing down. It continues to be very strong. And, you know, I often get asked, that, is this a blip on the radar? Is this because of the pandemic? But I got to tell you, I see nothing but long-term growth for this industry. What the pandemic has really done, it's made more people aware of RVs. Or if they were aware but they were on the fence, now they've committed because they can see how you can pursue an active outdoor lifestyle with an RV. And I got to tell you, this is happening the world over. Sales are booming in Europe, they're booming in Australia, they're booming in Asia. It's quite an amazing time for the RV industry.
So it sounds like you have reason to believe. I know a lot of people have tried RVs who may not have tried them before. I know there's some numbers showing quite a few people last year either purchased or rented for the first time ever. And you're showing some pretty good reports that you think post-pandemic the growth will continue?
Without a doubt. You know, one of the things that we conducted a survey of buyers, these are individuals who bought a unit during the pandemic. And what they said was that COVID was not the main reason that they purchased an RV. It's because they wanted an RV to explore the great outdoors. They wanted to use the RV as a base camp to kind of pursue other outdoor recreation activities. And they could do so in a very comfortable way. I think the pandemic has accelerated the growth of the industry, but it's here to stay.
Yeah, I think it is for sure. Yeah. And, you know, on that note, and I'm going to just share something with you. Actually, we haven't announced it yet. I'm going to announce it right now. But, you know, next month, Mary and I, we're going to be kicking off what we're calling the RM World Travel Let's Go America Tour. We're going to take the show. We'll do a live remote broadcast from the Greenbrier Resort down in West Virginia on May 22nd. And then we're going to be taking the show to St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands in June, the big Legoland opening in New York, and a number of other places. And I share that with you, Craig, because we've had some people ask us if we're going to be incorporating a live broadcast on an RV trip as part of the Let's Go America Tour. And it's not on the docket right now, but Mary and I had such a great time a few years back when we took our sons. We toured the Midwest on a 10-day family RV trip. And, you know, on your website right now in the front of me, I see RVIA is promoting, and I'm going to quote it, the comforts of home and the office with the benefits of the outdoors, recreate responsibly in an RV. So share with us why it's so relevant to today's pandemic world we're living in.
Well, it's because I have to tell you that this is one of the things that the industry is most proud of, that we're going through a very challenging time. And the fact that our industry can provide a conduit in an RV that allows people to go out and experience the great outdoors with their family and recreate responsibly, I think makes us all feel really happy that we can bring that to people who need it right now. I mean, we need to have some fun. So we're real excited about that.
Definitely need to have some fun and something to surely be proud. Our boys still talk about that RV trip.
It was such a uniter for our family.
It is really a great way to see our country. You know, listen, it is National Park Week. We are wrapping it up this weekend, but it's a great time to have you on because I do think for a lot of people that are maybe even just renting or purchasing for the first time this year need to be aware that a lot of these parks you have to book in advance. They look like they're already starting to get really busy. Do you have any advice, Craig, for people who are looking to get out there with their RVs this summer in terms of the fact that they kind of need to plan a little bit in advance?
Yeah, you definitely need to plan in advance. And what I would say is that our national parks, they're phenomenal. They're beautiful. But there are also some great state and local parks to check out. Mm. And there's fantastic private campgrounds available, too, with tremendous amenities. So the key is to just plan your trip and book in advance, and so you're ensured that you've got a spot at the campground in an area where you want to stay.
Good point about state parks, too, consider.
Well, we've been talking about that on the show, no question.
In private,
You know, when you think about it, like so many aspects of our society, there are many more options if you want to RV these days than there really were just as little as a few years ago. You could certainly buy, obviously. There are rental companies with some bigger name operators out there, but you also have platforms now, Craig, like, you know, Outdoorsy or RV Share. They're kind of like the Vrbo or the Airbnb of the industry. So I would love to know from your position, you know, what are some of the common misconceptions or mistakes that you think first-time RVers make that you would encourage them to try to avoid?
Well, you know, we've had 55 to 70% of the purchases that took place last year were first-time buyers. Just an incredible number. And what's really interesting about that is that the fastest growing segment is the 18 to 34 year olds. They make up 22% now of our owners, and 84% of them said they plan to buy another RV in the next 5 years.
Yeah, so they're big really numbers. Wow. Yeah.
They're really adopting the lifestyle. And so what we've done as an industry, that our manufacturers have developed a lot of video content to introduce RVs on how to take care of your RV for these newbies. Go RVing, which is an excellent resource. I encourage everybody to go to GoRVing.com for information on RVs and are trying to find a campground. And on there, we've got a number of how-to videos for the first-time buyer on, you know, how to set up camp, for example. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of great resources out there to help make it a lot easier for first-timers.
Okay, good info. So before we conclude today, something that Robert and I like to do from time to time during a Chief Travel Leader segment is get a little personal, not too personal, just a little. You've been with RVIA for over 27 years, from what I know, but you took the CEO title about 2 years ago. What are you most passionate about, Craig, when it comes to the RV sector of the travel world and really that your role provides in it?
Well, really what I feel most fortunate about is how the industry is so unified. You know, when we got hit with the pandemic and our OEMs had to shut down for 6 to 8 weeks, and manufacturers, suppliers, dealers, campground industry, financial industry, aftermarket, other associations, we all came together to see how we could help relaunch the industry when the time was right. And it's just working with people like that who have the best interest of the growth of the industry and the consumer. And that's what I think sets this industry apart. And I think it allowed us to launch much quicker than many other industries.
Well, and it provides that self-contained travel. I mean, for example, this weekend at Talladega, they've got the big race going on down there, the Geico 500, and no tent camping. It's only on RVs. And that's a big area for RVs to begin with. I mean, I've been down there, and, you know, I think that it's great. But, you know, it just shows how people, again, can travel. They've got everything there, and it's a great way for people to travel during the pandemic, but also going forward post. So, Craig, listen, the time goes by quickly on the show, as we say, seemingly from guest to guest, but it does. It's why we do call it the fastest 2 hours in travel. But it was really nice to connect with you today. And folks, as you heard Craig say, you can find out everything you want or need to know on RVing. The website is just very easy. Just GoRVing.com. GoRVing.com. Thanks for your time today. Have a nice weekend, Craig.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, Mary, here goes Craig Kirby. By the way, folks, you can also, if you're in the industry or you want to be, RVIA.org is the other website. And something we didn't get to, I know RVIA, they have some statistics out there right now suggesting that 61 million Americans will take an RV trip in the next 12 months. So big thanks. So if you liked the interview, you want to hear our conversation with Craig again, or if you ever miss any part of the show, a reminder that we archive every hour of every live broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. The Destination Spotlight on Charlotte is upcoming. RJ's review of the Ford Bronco Sport is ahead in the open road. We've still got hour two ahead as well. A lot to do in the next 90 minutes. The fastest 2 hours in travel returns in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.